Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
There's one scripture I want to share with you today. I've always loved this verse in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. It's just one verse. I just want to take a moment, finish off this thought of a God-first life. What does it look like? Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. One small verse that has a lot of meaning. Therefore, God highly exalted him. Speaking of Jesus, God highly exalted him to the highest place. Everybody say highest place. I was reading that the other day and it just hit me. And I really felt like the Lord said, that's where I want to be in your life. I want to be at the highest place. I don't want to be at the lowest place. I don't want to be at the middle place. I don't want to be at the equal place. Don't put me at the place that you put other things. I want to be at the highest place possible in your life. I deserve, I purchase the cause and the reason and the opportunity and the invitation to be at the highest place in your life. As I read that, it just convicted me. Therefore, God highly exalted him. He exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above. Above. Turn to your neighbor and say, above. Look at the other person you don't want to talk to and say, and not beneath. Above. The highest place and above. What does it mean for Jesus to be at the highest place and above everything else? Not below, not equal, but above. Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the Son of God, to be at the highest place. I believe this is a key to life. Jesus, the highest place, the top priority, not letting anything affect that. See, there's nothing that should supersede our relationship with Jesus Christ. Supersede our relationship with Jesus. He belongs at the highest place possible in our life. He belongs above every single thing in our, above everything else in our life. Jesus Christ, highest place and above. Nothing should supersede our relationship with Jesus Christ. Here's what the word supersede means. It means to take the place of. That's interesting. Nothing should take the place of Jesus being first, God being first. Here's another thing that supersede means. It means to move into position, to move into position. You know, that I'm good at being able, if I don't know if you've ever been in a random line, not a single file line where it's pretty in order, but I don't know if you've ever been in a random group that's trying to move forward somewhere and the lines are not real identified. It's just a big group of people that are heading towards a checkout or they're heading towards a gate or they're heading towards a door and they're just all kind of meandered around the door. There's a lot of people. Let me tell you something. I am great at moving up in position. Hey, how y'all doing? God bless you. When there's a line, but it's not, I'll obey a line. I'll get in the back. I'll obey. But when the line's not identified, then I just feel like it's an invitation to move on up, my brother. Move on up. So I have a gift of that. Sometimes I tell Delaney, just hang on. Let's go. Let's go. We're moving on up in this thing. There's no organization. I'm going to take charge. You know, gift of a leader. Let's move forward. Just, hey, how y'all doing? Good to see y'all. God bless y'all. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hey, God, amen. Good to see you, Pastor. Amen. See you later. Okay. God bless you. Got to move on up. I remember Mike and I were in Mumbai, India. And I remember we got to the airport at 3 a.m. There were 30,000 people at the airport outside just trying. And they had one door open. There were 30,000 people trying to get in one door. We stood in the back for a while. And finally, Chad Daniel, who's half crazy, he just said, come on, we got to get it. We can't wait. Let's go. Let's go. So Chad Daniels, he had this big old case in his hand. He put it in front of him. He just started moving forward. And every once in a while, he'd say, military, military. And then I had Mike Heyman with me, who's built like crazy. He pulled his sleeves up, showed off his biceps. He was wearing a medium t-shirt. It was pretty incredible. And so I got behind him And cause I'm the smaller guy of the bunch. And so, you know, we got Chad military. He's just moving through military. Mike came. He's just like, what's going on, Bishop? About that right here. We're going there. And I'm just moving in on there with him. And so, you know, I mean, it was amazing. Can I tell you this? In life, we constantly are bombarded with things that want to take the place of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Sin doesn't want to be in the back of the line, my friend. The devil doesn't want to be in the back of the line. Pride won't stay in the back of the line. Lust won't stay in the back of the line. Ego won't stay in the back of the line. It keeps getting to the front of the line in our lives. It doesn't want to be in the back. It wants to move on up in our life. It wants to take the place of. It wants to move up in position. Lying, addiction, sin, ego, self. Wants to keep moving up. You know, when you know, you go into a little small classroom, we've got them here, or some of you teach elementary kids. It's amazing, you try to line them up. Boy, you get a bunch of 7, 8-year-old boys, they're not going to line up. Nobody wants to be in the back. They all want to be up front. They'll punch each other, bust each other upside the head, put a booger on each other. They move into the front of the line. Can I tell you something? The devil will put a booger on you to be in the front of your line. Come on, you heard it right here. Why? Because the devil does not want to be in last. He's not good in the back. He won't stay in the back. He wants to keep moving up in your marriage. He wants to keep moving up in your thoughts. He wants to keep moving up in your world. He doesn't want to stay in the back. He will challenge you every single day when Jesus Christ is first in your life. That's why when Jesus is first, guess what? It has to be an intentional, dedicated pursuit. You won't drift into Jesus being first in your life. You've got to decide. Come on, somebody. You've got to decide. God is going to be first in my life. And I'm not going to let anything. Y'all ever stood in line? I'll tell you, there's been some times when I either shopped early or I got somewhere first. You just kind of mad dog everybody. You just got to hold everybody back. Sometimes when I travel, people, they clueless about a line. I was in line the other day and I was trying to be sweet and kind and meek and lowly. And I just saw somebody come around the little things you cut where they, in the security where they all, you know, just cut in line, just cut. I saw them out of my peripheral back vision, just weaving. Right when I saw him by me, I was like, glory to God. I mean, I'm a wide low. Let me tell you something. Put a sign on my backside, wide low coming through. You're not getting through this 3 foot. I cover all 3 foot of it. And you can just, he's just trying to ease on up. He's trying to ease on up. I blocked him. So you're not cutting in front of me. Somebody got to get fired up. Tell the devil, quit cutting in front of me. Is anybody hearing me today? Quit cutting in front of my life. Quit cutting in front of my family. Quit cutting in front of my faith. Quit cutting in front of my resources. Quit cutting in front of my healing. Quit cutting in front of my belief. Come on, somebody. Quit cutting in front of my life. No more, no more, no more. I'm going to block you in the name of Jesus. Jesus is going to stay first in my life. Stay first in my faith. He's going to stay first. Why? Because when God is first, he will bless your life. He'll bless it and include some blessings. I don't know about you, but I like when somebody includes something. You ever got something and then they included a free gift? It comes with a free gift. It sure does. Well, glory. I think I'll take it. I was somewhere today and I bought something. It was some cologne. Italian man, got to have cologne. And when I got the cologne, I was leaving and the lady stopped me, said, chase me down in the store. Excuse me, sir. That included with that is a tote bag. Tell me about it. She said, it's a free tote bag. It's yours for free. It comes with the purse. It's included. Do you want it? I sure do. I want to take a couple of them. She said, well, I've got to go get it way in the back. Are you going to wait? I'm going to wait right here. Go on, get it. I'll wait right here. I ain't going nowhere. It's included. She went and got me my tote bag, brought it back. Now, it was a little gentle. That's a kind way of saying it was effeminate. But I still wanted it. Why? Because she said, do you? I was like, whoa, okay. Interesting. Had some flowers on it, like a dragonfly. But I wanted it. She said, well, it has a dragonfly where it was included. Because I thought she was going to take it back from me now. When God is first in your life, He will bless your life and He will include some things. Can I tell you four things He'll include? Then Pastor Jason's going to come, give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. It'll only take a moment. Here's the first thing. Peace in your soul. Oh, man. I'll just say this. Have you ever not had peace? Need I say anything else? Stay up all night long, nauseated? What if? Rehearse what's going to happen over and over and over and over and over. What's going to happen? What's going to fear, fear, fear? The worst. There's nothing worse than not having peace in your soul. I said in your soul. It may not be peaceful on the outside, but you can tell you this. I can deal with the outside if I got peace working on the inside. Oh, come on, somebody. I can deal with it on the outside if I have peace working on the inside. That's why I like eggs. Number two. Now I'm going to tell you. Purity in your heart. God will bless you and include purity in your heart. It's good to look in the mirror of His Word and see that it's clear. That happens when God's first. I've been through seasons of my life where I looked in the mirror and things were not clear. You know why? Because the Word of God was not preeminent. Prayer was not important. I drifted. Easy to drift. We live in a world, it's easy to drift. God wants to bless you with purity of heart. Why? Because when you're pure in heart, well, I'll tell you what, you'll see God. You'll hear from God. You'll get direction in your life when your heart is pure. You get direction in your life. God first helps kind of clean out the heart. The third thing is preparedness in your daily life. When God is first, you maybe are taking these on your phone right now, or maybe you're watching online. I want you to be encouraged by these. See, God wants to give you peace in your soul. God wants to give you purity in your heart. And then putting God first in your life, through your time, your talent, your treasure, God will give you a preparedness for your daily life. I didn't say daily grind. Don't ever say that. Your life is not a grind. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I know some of you are living on the edge. Some of you are at the end of your rope and you've tied a knot and you are barely hanging on. But can I tell you, there's somebody that's worse off than you. Can you remember that? Can you remember there's some mother somewhere around the world that just buried her child because she did not have food to feed them? Can you think about the teenage daughter who just got sold into sexual slavery and will never see her family and will have to live that lifestyle until she is rescued out? Can you think about the orphans that their parents have died of HIV and now they're having to go to an orphanage and they will never know their family again? Can I tell you this right now? Your life is not a grind. Live your life full. You are blessed whether you know it or not. And guess what? Life goes like that. You ought to enjoy it. Amen. Let's enjoy. Putting God first would just make you decide, I'm going to enjoy my life. Nothing to lose, nothing to prove. Why? Because Jesus is at the wheel. He's going to direct me. He's in charge. He's in control. I'm not in control. My feelings, my emotions, they're not. How many know your emotions will mess with you? Your emotions will drive you into the ground every time. And then the fourth thing, I'll finish with this. The fourth thing that I believe is included in the blessing that God puts on your life, your home, and your marriage when He is first is perspective in your spirit. Say, what kind of perspective, Pastor? Eternal perspective. You know what that means? I'm going to invest in what matters most. Lesser pursuits will not distract or deter me from what's important. I will not father lesser pursuits. I will stick to my covenant and my commitment to God. He is first. After I came to Christ, it must have been about 2 months. I remember a weekend where for some reason, I just decided that Jesus was not going to be first, that Dino was going to be first. I drifted from my commitment. For about 4 days, I just chose sin. I just chose to put Jesus below what I wanted and this and that. Just crazy. I don't know what I was thinking. I can remember. It's interesting. I can't remember things that happened last week, but I remember 20, almost 30 years ago, that weekend. Just bad. Have you ever had a weekend of just bad choices? The whole weekend's full of bad choices. Some of you are like, weekend, Lord, I'd love to just have a weekend. I'm working on like a decade. It was just a weekend. Didn't think about nobody but me, myself, and I. I thank God for my sister Sheila who called me out on it. Called me on the phone. I was talking to her one afternoon and she knew that I had walked away from God that weekend. I remember she told me, you need to get on your face and repent. Ask God to forgive you of your sin. She told me that on the phone. I was standing in my bedroom and it's Cimarron Plantation and in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And right there, she said, wherever you're at, you need to repent right now. Get on your face and repent. I laid down in my bedroom at 2:30 in the afternoon, and I repented to God. Boy, I'm glad I made the decision then to put Jesus first again. There's been hundreds of times I've had to do that. God, be first in my life. I'm sorry. You've not been first in the way that I've communicated. You've not been first in the way that I've thought. You've not been first in the way that I've treated people. You've not been first in my thought. You've not been first. Put Jesus first.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.